Simplify your life today.
Let's take you to the Beltway, known as Boggy Bottom. That would be Washington, D.C. Hey, everybody, Kate hanging with you. Of course, as always, here on America Tonight, the big thing, it's all about health care, baby. And that's what the talk was on the street and in the halls at the Capitol. The senior House Dems are drafting health care legislation, and they're considering slapping a financial penalty on anybody who refuses to purchase affordable health insurance. Geez, what does that mean? If I'm completely healthy but I'm broke and I just don't have the money, are you going to penalize me? Or does that mean the companies or a combination of both? I'll explain some of what they're talking about in this expanded coverage to the uninsured as well, options to help people pay for it. You know, right now, if you don't have health care, there's a thing called catastrophic health insurance. It doesn't cost too much, and then at least if you're in some kind of a accident, whether it's a skiing accident, a car accident, you just cut your nose. You know, you just break your nose, cut your nose open, and you have to have something done. You'd be surprised at what they charge in emergency rooms if you haven't been lately. The catastrophic insurance is at least a safety net for some people, but there are people that flat out refuse to get health insurance because they feel like they can't afford it. And if they have to cut something out, well, right now it has to be health insurance. So I don't know, can you imagine forcing people to have health insurance and if they don't, penalize them? Here's what Barack Obama, your president, had to say about health care in this country.
We cannot continue this way. If we do nothing, everyone's health care will be put in jeopardy. Within a decade, we'll spend $1 out of every $5 we earn on health care, and we'll keep getting less for our money. And that's why fixing what's wrong with our health care system is no longer a luxury we hope to achieve. It's a necessity we cannot postpone any longer.
After hearing that, the top Republican on the Senate Finance.
All right, so that was some blowhard anchor, but it was Obama before that. And do you think that's true? We can no longer afford to go down the path we are. Well, I think there is massive problems in health care. You have so many doctors that have opted out, so many great doctors who have decided not to practice anymore because they can't afford the malpractice insurance. I've talked to two OBGYNs who were fabulous in delivering babies, and both of them opted out of the baby business because they couldn't pay for the malpractice insurance when it was all said and done. At the end of the day, they spent most of their life doing that, but they decided it wasn't worth it for their family in the end. Where do you weigh in? How would you feel about the government telling you, okay, listen, sucker, we're going to get this as low as we can, and every single one of you is going to be insured? Could be a good thing. It depends on the cost. It depends on the coverage, and that's the problem. Right now, you have helter-skelter coverage. Every year, a lot of companies flip to new health companies, new health insurance companies, and people have to read through a giant manual to even decide to know who they're supposed to go see, what they get charged, and all that other nonsense. It's gobbledygook. That's part of the problem. There is nothing easy about our health care system. 800-259-5791. I'd love to hear your two cents. Anybody uninsured out there that would really like to be insured? How do you feel about the possibility of affordable health care coverage? Boy, and if you have a family, and if you have somebody with a terrible condition, then one accident, cancer, anything, and you're trying desperately to pay the rest of your life, it's outrageous, isn't it? But I'd hate to see us go towards socialized medicine. Just ask our friends in Canada how they enjoy their coverage. Not. Hey, speaking of coverage, Sonia Sotomayor, we cannot get enough of this lady. I mean, it was like paparazzi for the past 2 weeks. Well, she's kind of on the sidelines a little bit here. Apparently, she broke her ankle, did something to her ankle, when she stumbled at LaGuardia Airport in New York. So that doesn't mean she's not around, but it's not the feeding frenzy it has been, at least for the last couple of days. It hasn't been that way, and probably because there's other things that the nation is preoccupied with temporarily. I mean, last week we were talking about guys like Jeff Sessions the Republican top dog on the Senate Judiciary Committee, saying the entire concept of the American rule of law is blindfolded justice, while you had guys like Chuck Schumer from New York, senator there, saying, I don't think anybody wants 9 Supreme Court justices, you know, on the Supreme Court who have ice water in their veins. So everybody had a juicy quote and a comment about Sotomayor. Ultimately, though, no matter what you read or what we talked about here on America Tonight, it seems like she's almost a shoo-in, barring something strange happening that would knock her down, would knock her out when she gets vetted by the Senate. I don't think so. Let's jump to Sam, who's listening to us, speaking of Canada, in Montreal. Sam, we ask you this question a couple of times about health care. This is the raging debate in the country, mm-hmm. that people can't afford it, and we need to have comprehensive coverage, and it needs to be affordable, and companies need to be able to afford it as well. Right. And a lot of people are worried we're headed towards socialized medicine. Socialized medicine, in your opinion, good, bad, or okay?
Those are the three answers, good, bad, and okay.
All right, so see, that's fair. So that means not always the greatest, right?
Right, because some doctors are opting out of the Medicare system to go private. So that means in some certain situations, people don't have to wait so long for, you know, like elective surgeries and whatever. But unfortunately, other people are going down to the States, you know, especially when it comes to certain surgeries they can't wait for, like cancer or you know, whatever, you know, so... And, unfortunately, like I've told you earlier, I remember a doctor was at a funeral of a patient of hers, and people came up to her and said, can I take his spot? That's how bad it is, at least here in the province of Quebec, trying to find a doctor.
Right.
So, I mean, some people, like I've met some people in the States, boy, you're lucky, you don't have to worry about, you know, insurance and all that. But at the same time, there are a lot of doctors who are retiring or moving to the States because it's like here in Quebec, you can only make up to A. Anything after that, tough crap, you know. At least down in, you know, at least in the States, they can, you know, make all kinds, you know, all because
all kinds of money, depending on what they do and what kind of surgeries. You're right. And so it's interesting because you could talk about that maybe there's not the incentive to do certain things because how do you get ahead? You're not, are you going to get the giant house on the hill?
And same thing here, you know, a lot of doctors are opting out because of high malpractice insurance, you know, premiums. So, I mean, we're lucky here in Canada, but at the same time, I mean, we're fighting over the same thing, you know, you guys are with you know, what doctors opting out.
Yeah, wow. Well, tomorrow's the big game, Sam. We can't let you slide without making a comment about that. Do you think Detroit is going to wrap it up?
Detroit should put the champagne on ice. and by the way, you mentioned Sotomayor.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing her, like I know she mentioned she's a Yankee fan. Sorry to put politics and baseball in together. Knowing her, like I know she tripped and broke her ankle or twisted her ankle?
I thought she broke her ankle.
Okay. So anyway, if she goes in front of the Senate hearings, knowing her, like she'll probably get one of the senators from, if there is a senator from, let's say the Northeast, will probably say, by the way, I'm a Met fan. You don't have a chance.
But I'm bumping, you need a rim shot for that. Slamming Sammy, thanks. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
All right, the best thing that Sam told us there, that it's a combination of all good, bad, and okay when it comes to health coverage in Canada. Some people coming to the United States, some doctors wanting to come to the United States. Your thoughts, 800-259-5791.
Don't! Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health. the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
The bad economy doesn't have to mean bad business. The secret is good leadership. Join me for Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com, and I'll introduce you to fresh thinking and smart business strategies that will leave your competition in the dust. Take a few minutes each week to stretch your thinking and sharpen your focus. Break through the status quo so you can grow. That's Lance on Leadership on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, we're talking a little bit about health care and the situation, sadly. A mess for so many people. It just takes that one thing to happen to you, too. You're skating along, everything's fine, and then you are wiped out financially. Trying to get ahead, you know, in talking to all these financial people we have on the show and trying to come up with emergency fund money, you can never fund what happens when you go to a hospital if you have no insurance, especially if you have any kind of an emergency room visit or if you stay over. What did somebody tell me the other day? That they paid $50 an aspirin or something? That's ridiculous. So there are some ridiculous add-on costs, but they're pretty high, and that's the name of the game. If you're not here illegally and being treated, she jokes, but I mean it, then you're going to have to pay the bill because you're not just lost in the ether somewhere. Although in California it's gotten so bad with the illegal situation and, of course, the draining of all the resources, and this is sad, that doctors are ethically struggling with this of what to do. They're putting people out on the street. So when I say they're putting people out on the street, that where they were treating folks who came in that didn't have a green card, that were here in the country illegally, they were treating them for whatever, what could just be a concussion, whatever it might be. Now a lot of hospitals are refusing that and just simply walking them out of the emergency room door, which I didn't think you could really do, but they can't. If they can't afford to do it and the hospitals are drained, I guess that's an incredible dilemma. Obviously, we're at a crisis point with health care. There's no question about it. So what the Democrats are considering is this new tax on health insurance benefits as one of the options to help pay for the coverage to the uninsured. That's one of the things they're talking about doing. And this is just something that's been thrown out there. It's not really, flushed out. So under this new plan, people like you, me, whoever, and small businesses would be able to get coverage from a thing called a health exchange, and the government would require all plans to contain a minimum benefit. So nobody could be rejected for pre-existing conditions, or they couldn't be charged a higher premium either. You know, that's a big deal, too. Somebody, especially now, because there's no loyalty in companies, let's face it, how many people think at the end of the rainbow, and maybe you are one of these lucky people, but very few, there's a gold watch in it for you. So you jump companies. And when you jump companies, you're getting into a new policy. And if you've been healthy your whole life, but suddenly you had a condition, well, that pre-existing condition goes with you, and often they don't cover you. Then they're also talking about a change for Medicaid that would give a benefit across all 50 states and increase payments to the health pros, meaning they'd have to pick up the tab for that. Medicaid, of course, is a state federal program of health coverage for the poor. And, boy, you have to think about the doctors and their reaction to that. So I would have to think that a lot of health professionals would balk at that because they would refuse to purchase. And then the other problem is I think the doctors wouldn't want to treat as many patients, right? They wouldn't want to treat the Medicaid patients. Then the other thing is if you have this, what I talked about earlier, this proposed penalty for people who refuse to get coverage they can afford, so they're calling it play or pay, that could be dicey, too, because there's some gray areas, I think, in that. Now, apparently there might be waivers for people who couldn't cover the cost of insurance. So if you flat out are homeless or you just cannot, I don't care what it is, you just cannot make the payment. It's either that or a house payment or an apartment or whatever. Then I guess you could show that and you wouldn't get penalized, but most people would have to get the insurance. So then healthcare providers would probably think in some cases this was a good thing because they wouldn't have to grapple with the whole uninsured folks thing and what to do and ethically what to do. Although a lot of times, as I said before, that applies to illegals in the illegal situation, which is a whole nother ball of wax. And they've talked about how do you make sure everybody gets coverage. Well, how many illegal folks do we have in this country that would have to get coverage? Because you can't ignore, what, 20 million people? I know they say it's less than that, but I don't believe it. Let's say it's 20 million, 15 million, whatever it is. What do you do there? And let me tell you, California is having so many problems now with just how to stay afloat. California is actually, this has been tossed out there. They could become the first state in the nation to do away with welfare. That's one of the scenarios that's actually on the table because they've got $24.3 billion budget deficit. You heard what I said, right? $24.3 billion. So once county welfare people heard that, they're like catatonic. They're in shock at the idea of getting rid of what they call what's called CalWORKs. And it's in the history of that state, I guess it's been a pretty successful social program, but they're saying, oh, well, we've got to come up with something. It would be devastating to the people who are on it, right? And then, of course, there are people that will say, well, you know, if you're able-bodied and you can find a job, but that doesn't always apply. Every situation is different, right? And, yes, there are some massive abuses of welfare, no question about it. That's the problem. The whole welfare system needs to be rehauled. But in California, they're just flat out saying, listen, we got to come up with whatever we can. And if we have to cut programs, there's a program that can be cut. I mean, we're going to have some serious reductions, and that's where we can do it. This isn't an easy decision to make, but we don't have cash to pay bills. We're not going to have cash to pay bills in July. Zero. We're done. Done. I wonder what the reaction would be to that. Of course, if you're talking about the billions that they're the deficit is, what are the choices in balancing the budget? I mean, that, you know, what do you do? If it's what it's just like your personal finances. You either balance your personal finances or you don't. And what happens when you don't? Well, you're going to lose something. So there really isn't a free ride. And I guess that's the deal. You have to sort of, as somebody told me earlier, you got to wake up and you got to compete, baby, or we're just going to lose it all. So, and California has been spending for decades So, of course, and then you have Schwarzenegger who comes in and says, oh, no new taxes because nobody wants to pay taxes. But then you're stuck at the end of the day with this outrageous situation. How do you get out of this situation? And so one is another thing that they're talking about doing, although this is like massively controversial, get rid of welfare. And I brought this up earlier, terminating non-emergency social services for illegal immigrants, just cutting them, just saying, forget it. Too bad. Nothing. You got nothing here. There is no entitlement spending, period. None. Zero. Mm. And, you know, this is just California. Who knows if it gets bad in some other states, if they would take the incredible, I think the incredible axe and wield it and lop off the whole welfare program. Nobody's in deep like Cali, though, and it just may be that there's nothing else they can do about it. And we certainly know the handout situation when it comes to the bailouts, and, of course, the reaction on this show was unbelievable when that started to happen, going all the way back to last fall, and AIG, the three dreaded letters, and all the massive amounts of bailouts, because that's what it feels like, all the money that's been handed out, and people who say, well, what about the little guys? Shouldn't they get the handouts, too, since the companies are getting the handouts? So in the midst of this, we certainly know the GM situation, because the government now owns 60% plus, really, of GM. One of the things that is happening as GM tries to restructure now is going to be what they're so known for, the trucks, baby. Did you like the trucks that GM had? If you did, you can forget about any new lines coming out, because there are a whole bunch of them that are just going to be slashed. And I looked around today out of curiosity, because I don't drive a truck and know very little about trucks, but I had noticed there were a whole lot of trucks, and I was thinking, boy, these people are going to have to really readjust. I mean, you're talking about those dramatically small cars. How many trucks are going to be available? How many light trucks will be on the road? And how much are they going to cost you if they're drastically cutting the line? So it is the end of the era of so many things, the SUV, the truck, etc. And it all goes back to really what happened, I think, in the fall. Hey, coming up on the show, I'll tell you about some of those trucks. Also, would you pay to pee on an airplane flight? Oh, I just cannot make this stuff up. The thought of being charged to use the restroom while you are flying, I think, is a little bit over the top. Would you pay? 800-259-5791. I got some of those juicy details on the flip side.
But, Mr. Minister, it isn't like this film is the first troublesome thing to come out of Canada.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days eyes. She'll turn them.
Don't worry, I promise I'm going to roll out for you where the five tornadoes touched down. Just got a couple of emails on that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. The show's America Tonight, the favorite for many who have ADD across the country. All right, I mentioned, would you pay to use the bathroom if you were flying on an airline where they charge? Well, if you refuse to pay and they charge, boy, it could be pretty ugly on that airline, couldn't it? There is a low-cost airline. It's called Ryanair, and they're charging a fee to use the restroom on their flights. So they did a poll, TripAdvisor. Have you ever seen TripAdvisor when you're going to book flights? Actually, they have some pretty cool little tips. Anyway, TripAdvisor did a site poll of about 5,000 people to gauge what the traveler opinion was on paying for the in-flight facilities. So 78% said no, they would not fly on an airline that charged a fee to use the bathroom. 19 said yes, if the flight was inexpensive enough. 3% said yes, regardless of the price of the flight. Wow, 3%, that's even kind of surprising. 19 saying, hey, if it's a cheap flight, I'll do it. And I started to think about this, and I thought, ah, that's just outrageous. But you know what? I'm like one of those people. There's people that you travel with, and every 5 seconds you have to stop at a restroom. I got to go again. I got to go again. I got to go again, you know. And I'm not that person. I don't know if it's I can hold it or I can store it or what the deal is. This is probably too much information. But I'm never that person in any, you know, cross-country trips, etc. But still, even knowing that, I would not want to fly on an airline that charged me money to use the bathroom. It's ridiculous. I mean, you know, you get no freebies on the airlines anyway, as it is. Half the time you're stuffed in like a sardine. I realize the costs and the fuel and everything else. It's the way it is. My goal is, look, I just want to get there. I want to be safe. So I don't, if you have to fix the plane and I have to be delayed and you tell me the truth and I know what it is, I don't care. That's cool. I just want the truth, whatever the deal is on the flights, because this has happened to me a couple times. And I want my luggage. My two main goals, get me there safe, and get me my luggage, and we're all good. Because already, if you fly American, in which I seem to primarily fly, you have to pay a bag fee, and there are others where you have to pay a bag fee. So anytime you're hauling anything, you're going to pay for it, unless you're just it's just what you have in your hand that fits in the overhead. But having to, and you have to pay for food, of course, but having to pay for the bathroom, man, that's just, I'd have to draw the line, I think, over that. I'd have to definitely draw the line. I think one thing that could happen in the future, depending on the cost of air travel, is that you have to pay for your seats. So it's going to be like going to a concert for premium seating, even in economy. See, of course, you already have to do that if you do the first class thing. But if you're doing economy, you know, there it's pretty much, okay, if you jump online, you get on there first, you can get the best seats, whether it's you like to be in the emergency row or you like to have the window seat. You never want to be, of course, especially if you're flying by yourself, in that middle seat. But they're talking about raising the prices for seats on the airline, so they'll be cost you something different depending on where you want to sit, and I think that's awful as well. But to pay for the bathroom, how many of you would, as I said, and pardon if this sounds crude, but let's be honest about it, how many of you would pay to pee on an airline when who knows what you're paying for the ticket? I mean, come on, they got to give us something, right? Maybe that this becomes the norm. I don't know. Could be. All right, I mentioned GM was going to stop production of some of their truck lines. And I guess for some people this is going to be sad, because you know how it is when you just, it's your favorite car and that's it, your favorite truck, your favorite car, and you've been the customer forever and you get the same kind of car. It's like my dad. I mean, it wouldn't matter if he didn't have a nickel in his pocket. He's, for some reason, all about the Cadillac. Even since I was a kid, it's all about the Cadillac. Whether it was the ugly, thinned Cadillacs, you know what I'm talking about, the almost pimp-mobile-looking things now, or it's the current sleeker Cadillac. He's just all about the Cadillac, and that's it. That's his car. That's his thing. That's his one deal, period, end of story. Well, a lot of people are like that with trucks and cars. So General Motors is going to stop making what they call medium-duty trucks by July 31st because they couldn't find a buyer for that operation. So that means no production of the Chevy Kodiak, the GMC Topkick trucks, and they've been searching for like 4 years. But they're built, those two were built at the Flint, Michigan assembly plant, and apparently they also build the Chevy Silverado and the GMC Sierra pickups as well. Now, that factory employed over 2,000 people. Most of the production in pickups last year, they made 22,000 medium-duty trucks for GM, Isuzu, and almost 73,000 pickups. Boy, that seems like a lot. They had to be working all hours, I would assume, on that line. And even the medium-duty trucks normally, I guess, are built for commercial use, such as dump trucks. So those two are gone anyway. I think you're going to see that thinning out a lot. It's not just going to be the few that I mentioned. If you're a truck person, take care of your truck, because you might have to hang on to it, depending on what happens down the line, if you know what I mean. And that's just one example, because we'll see that now with Chrysler and Fiat, that whole thing's been pushed off. But ultimately, I think we'll see more of a discontinuation of a whole bunch of different lines of not just trucks, but certainly of cars as well. Hey, I didn't want everybody to feel bad if you are feeling the economic pinch. I saw a list in Forbes of the top 14 celebrity foreclosures, and you might be interested to see that, yes, even the rich and famous are struggling. People like Victoria Gotti, you remember, she is the daughter of the head of the Gambino crime family, John Gotti, who died in prison. Well, anyway, she did a television show. It was called Growing Up Gotti, and she had this incredible Long Island estate. $4.2 million is what it costs. But now she is behind on her mortgage. And how much is she behind on her mortgage? She might lose her house. $650,000 worth. Why doesn't she just sell her purses and her jewelry? She might have a better chance of hanging onto the house. Also, Jose Canseco, he's also in trouble. He simply walked away from a $2.5 million, 7,300 square foot house because the value was falling and his mortgage payment wasn't. He said it didn't make financial sense to keep paying a mortgage on a house that was owned by somebody else. So, and I love this, somebody called him the steroid snitch and reality television star, decided that he was just going to quit his mortgage contract. I'm just going to quit. I just let it go. I don't care. I have someplace else to go. I'm just going to let it go. Also, Rockefeller Records co-founder Damon Dash, you might know his name, he got slapped with a foreclosure notice last year. He couldn't make his $78,500 monthly mortgage payments. He had two Lower Manhattan condos that he bought for $7.3 million. And why? Of course, his fashion designer wife filed for divorce in March. Wow, $78,000, that's pretty hefty, I would say, for a mortgage payment. Aren't most people, if somebody tells you they're paying for a mortgage like $3,500, you're thinking, whoa, what kind of house do they have? How much do they, everybody's always trying to assess that. What do they put down, all that other sort of stuff. And, of course, there is Veronica Hurst. She is the widow of Randolph Hurst, lost $45 million beachfront Florida house in February, and it was sold at a foreclosure auction. Boy, good for somebody who could pick it up. It was sold for $23 million to a Connecticut-based company. They decided they were going to snap it up. Another person who I was surprised to see this because he was featured on 60 Minutes, and it looked like he was doing really well, but Lenny Dykstra, who used to play for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Mets, he became sort of this investment guru. He's on CNBC all the time after he retired from baseball. And he, I guess, didn't keep his books in order. He made a bunch of money, but he made some mistakes. He went into, this is the key thing, you're doing well, you're clicking along, and he was doing well. And he decided to go into publishing, decided to publish a lifestyle magazine for pro athletes. Boy, that bombed. Tens of millions in debt. So that put him in danger. $18.5 million mansion, boom, he's in serious trouble of losing that. Yeah. It's hard to feel sorry, though, when I'm telling you these unbelievable numbers of what the people were living in. But I guess there's something about knowing that even the rich and famous struggle, too. Something about getting ahead of the game and thinking that you're on top and it's just going to keep flowing in. It's that age-old question of budget. Did anyone ever hear of a budget? If you're on a budget, the $99 iPhone might be just what you need. Because if you get the all-you-can-eat plan, it doesn't necessarily cost you an arm and a leg. As an iPhone user, I was not big on the iPhone. But in a business situation, it was kind of foisted on me. Now I took over it myself, and it's kind of growing on me a little bit. It is, and I think I'm actually going to save some money with the iPhone. But $99 for an iPhone, much better. Coming up on the flip side, going to tell you about those tornadoes. Where in the world did they touch down? That's next, of course, here on America Tonight.
Off my brain!
Yeah.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Alright, I promised I would talk about those Ford tornadoes touching down in Colorado, and then we're going to tell you about the fight that the FBI director is having with some Muslims in the United States as far as informants are concerned, and letting them be a part of mosques across the country. But first, let's dive into this. The five tornadoes, touched down in Colorado and apparently really damaged them all. There was one man that was seriously injured. Oh, that sound has got to be scary over your house. Yeah. Now, this one man was seriously injured while he was trying to take pictures of the twister. Folks, you are not tornado trackers. Why are you chasing the storm with your camera? It doesn't make any sense. People just think they're safe, and these tornadoes move so fast. So it happened over the weekend, Aurora, Colorado, overturned benches, a car outside of this mall in Denver, because that's where Aurora is. It's a Denver suburb. One guy, you hear that howl in the background, one guy trying to take those pictures, he had serious injuries, too. And they, because of the whole privacy thing, they won't tell you his name, his condition, all this stuff, but just to say it was serious. there was gas leaks. They had to close the Southlands Mall and all that sort of stuff. I guess it could have been worse. The National Weather Service said the tornado that slammed into the mall touched down just south of the Buckley Air Force Base. It happened late in the afternoon. It was on, this is the thing, it might have been on the ground for about 30 minutes. That's a long time, 30 minutes, and went, got up to about 10 miles an hour, the path did anyway. So when you see a tornado, my best advice to you as somebody who has seen tornadoes when I lived in a little old place called Kearney, Nebraska, you want to run in the opposite direction unless you're getting paid a ton of money and you think it's worth the risk, because there's no guarantees. I've seen tornadoes, and I'm sure some of you listening to me in Iowa and other places know what I'm talking about, where the tornado comes in, and it's just the strangest weather phenomenon, and all of a sudden, you know, it just happens. One side of the street is ripped up, or even just a couple of houses on the one side of the street are ripped up, and the other side is fine. So then the sun is out, and everything's everything looks good in the neighborhood until you look across the street. And the funnel has slammed into someone's car, their house, their whatever. In that storm, they had a ton of hail, and they said the hail, I've never seen this. I've heard it been just described this way, but personally I've never seen it. I've seen chunks that almost look like golf balls, maybe a little bit smaller, but they had hail in that storm as big as baseballs, they're saying. Yeah. Oh, that would do some serious damage to some of the cars in Denver. Ever get one of those hail damaged cars where you get the big thick discount? And if you have a hail damaged car too, it costs thousands to get that hail damage out, unless you know somebody who will do it at a discount price for you. Trust me, I speak from experience, as I have had two hail damaged cars. Yeah. I don't make this stuff up. In fact, I had a friend, true story, is this bad luck or what? Brand new car, it was only 2 weeks old, and a bunch of us were going from Dallas to St. Louis for a long weekend. Parked the car in an open area, you know, a parking structure, whatever, but it was outside. Came back, and the thing was full of dents. It looked like someone shot at the car. And, of course, none of us being from an area where hail, where you had hailstorms like that, we weren't really familiar with, and just looking at it, we said to somebody, what's happened here? And right away they smirked and said, of course, hail damage. So there was a hailstorm, and it was just bad timing. And I had the same thing happen to two different cars. Now, of course, you're covered in your insurance, but, oh, it's just that your heart just sinks when you see your car like that. So if you're talking about baseball-sized hail and your car isn't in a garage or isn't covered over, wow, what does that look like as it is it just bombards a car's hood and the sides of the car? I can't even imagine. Hey, speaking of being bombarded, the FBI director felt like that, Robert Mueller, so much so that he defended his agency's use of informants in U.S. mosques, despite massive complaints from several Muslim organizations that worshippers and clerics are being targeted and not the real terrorists. Mueller's comments just on the heels, and he felt like he had to say something, days after a Michigan Muslim organization actually asked the Justice Department to look into these complaints that the FBI is asking people to spy on Islamic leaders and worshipers. So there have been other people who have complained, other Muslim organizations, including a Southern California mosque, a couple of them as well. And what Mueller said is, we don't investigate the place. It's not about the mosque. It's about who the people are. And if we've got the evidence, information, that we see the criminal wrongdoings, then we feel like we need to do these, we need to undertake these investigations to keep everybody safe. But the Council of Islamic Organizations of Michigan sent a letter to the U.S. Attorney General, Eric Holder, after mosques and other groups reported that members of their community have been approached by the FBI and asked to monitor people coming into the mosques and the donations that they make. Now, the FBI is denying that. They're saying that's not true. We didn't do that. In California, information about the informant who spied on the Islamic Center of Irvine came out at a February detention hearing for a brother-in-law of Osama bin Laden's bodyguard. We know where that goes. An Afghan native and naturalized U.S. citizen. And we've talked about this. It's Amidallah Nazi, who's accused of lying on his citizenship and passport application about terrorism ties. So you have in California local Muslim leaders saying they suspected since 2006 that the FBI was trying to infiltrate Muslim organizations in the area. So there's a massive tug of war going on here between some of the mosques and some of the leaders, Muslim leaders in Southern California and Michigan and a few other areas who are saying they need to stay out. They need not to get involved with the mosques. They need to not be there, to not infiltrate, to not try to look for information. But FBI agents and prosecutors, of course, are saying what we all know. There's no denying that spying on the mosque is one of the best weapons to uncover lurking terrorists or any kind of threats to national security. But it is pretty thorny because you have to think that there's Muslims who see themselves as being monitored. And we've been down this road before, too. And I've said this. Listen, if somebody wants to profile me, I don't have a problem with it. If people fit my description and there's women that fit my description that are bombing places or going through taking things on airplanes or doing whatever, then, hey, I fit the description. It's like what they do in Israel. It's not about feelings, baby. It's about keeping the people safe. And nobody was safe in 9/11. And because we were asleep at the wheel and, you know, who knew? Who knew? We're an open and free country. So how do you keep it an open and free country and yet keep it safe? You are definitely going to step on a few toes. It is, of course, is very thorny because politically and legally there are Muslims who are seeking some kind of truce in this situation, especially with the FBI. But Mueller's saying, look, there's not going to be any kind of change in what our priorities are with the Obama administration. And we cannot... And this is a quote from Mueller. We cannot take our foot off the pedal of addressing counterterrorism. In fact, we'll probably see an uptick in terms of resources devoted toward domestic criminal responsibilities. But when it comes to counterterrorism or counterintelligence, we can't do that. And I agree. I mean, really, is that what you would want, that there be a complete and utter back off? Then I think there would be so much more of a risk to you and I, no matter where it is you're living. I don't care if it's Connecticut, California, Illinois, Minnesota, Texas, anywhere. Pick a state, any state. You got to let the guy do his job. Yes, you have to do it within legal limits, and we know those gray areas and stepping over the line. But I think in this case, if there's cooperation, I mean, that's what you want. You want cooperation so as to not ruffle the feathers of the people, in particular mosques, who are doing nothing but worshiping. But if there are bad seeds in the mosque, I would think they would want to get rid of them anyway because they don't want to be tied to terrorism, I think, in any shape or form, right? You can shoot me an email day or night, americatonight.net, the address.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.